Hi, this is Nick with Temple of Geek, and thanks for speaking with us.
I love Temple of Geek. I love Temple of Geek. Good to see you.
First off, congratulations on such a great show. Olivia, let me ask you, how was it to be able to dive into such a dark character, but yet with such complexity? What was like that for you?
So much fun. So rewarding. Getting to just like dive into her. I mean, I didn't have actually much time from when I found out I got the role to arriving in Vancouver to start filming. So it was kind of a quick turnaround. But when I first got the first few scripts, I was just so excited reading them. I was like reading, like, if it was almost like if they came out with another book in the series, I'd be so excited. And just like flip through and getting to read all of the different things that they're doing with these characters. And also getting to kind of make this character from the ground up and really discover who she is and what she's about. And everybody else kind of already had their characters fleshed out, so it was intimidating but also a really fun challenge, and I am so happy with the final product.
It was great. Jack, let me ask you, so you've done voice work before, but what was it like being able to be a creature like Thimbletack?
Oh, so much fun. Thimbletack is a blessing. He's so fun, he's so quick-witted, and he's just sporadic little creative.
Son of a twist?
You will, yeah, son of a twist. Yes. Wow, you took the words right out of my face. That's exactly what I was going to say. He is a charismatic little dude, and I love every minute of him, and very fun. It's very fun to explore that character and to also do a puppet. I look up to Howie Mandel doing Mogwai, doing the Gizmo, and doing Little Monsters. Yeah, I guess that was him. But I want to do more of that. Like, I want to be Falcor in the new Neverending Story. I want to be, I love little kids. He says that, which is a weird thing for Falcor to say, but he says that. Anyway.
He did. I mean, it was the 80s. What are you going to do? But Thimbletack was also a bit mischievous. Do you relate to that in any way?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Why do you say that so mischievously then?
Mischievous. Mischievous. Is it mischievous or mischievous?
I am told it's mischievous because my mom got really mad at me for saying mischievous, but I'm told it's mischievous.
It's spelled mischievous.
It's spelled that, but mischievous, we'll say that.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's mischievous, Sam. What was it like for both of you to be able to dive into such kind of a dark but magical world?
Oh. It was so fun. I mean, I think that the world of Spider-Rick is such a... It's, first of all, it's huge. And like, I don't think I realized how big it was until I started like really reading, like getting into the books, reading about all the lore. It's just such a huge universe with so many beloved fans who just love it so much. And me included, I love Spider-Wick. So just getting to kind of dive into it and, you know, get, I became like a fan. I'm honestly, even if I wasn't in the show, I'd be so excited about the show coming out because it's just a whole new world and we get to see so many new characters and a whole new vision of Spider-Wick and it being brought back to life so many years later.
Is there something in particular that you're really excited for people to see in the show?
Elation. The elation I feel as I play this incredible character.
Divine. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. You rocked it. It's great.
There's so many things. Yeah. Just watch and you'll see when you watch the show. So many things to be excited about.
Thank you so much for talking to us. It's been a pleasure again.
Thank you.